I moved recently. I moved like 4 years ago because I have a brother who's a handicap. So when he was three, my father brought him here to the U.S. for medical treatment in acupuncture in Texas. And I have an uncle there, like my father's brother, who's a citizen because he's been here like for several years. So this uncle asked my father as a resident, and they stayed here for a year, and they went back to my country. Quito is the capital where I'm from. And then the papers came out when I was like about 18, maybe. No, maybe 15, actually. But we were just like, no, we're fine here. We don't want to go to another country, you know? But then my brother started like facing some difficulties. So he realized that we had the possibility of coming. So he was like, I love my country and everything, my friends, but I'm not going to go too far if I stay here just because of his condition. So my first year of college, I was like, I'm not going. I'm staying here and my friends and the rest of my family, my nephew. But then I really just thought about my mother, really. You know, it's like she's really emotional and she's really attached to her kids. So I just came with them and it's different. It's hard to get used to different kind of people, different atmosphere. I mean, emotionally, it's hard. And it's been quite an evolution. It's been quite a learning process. Just kind of, I look back and I kind of think about how I was all extroverted. And then I look at when I came here and how I kind of become inverted, like introverted a lot. And it's been interesting how to see the process of being, again, what I used to be. And going back to the art field, I started drawing a lot when I came here, like more than ever. And when I look back to my drawings, I can see the emotional change in terms of color, in terms of subject matter. I can see my art was really gray. I mean, I was really using dark colors, pretty much just pencil. But I did can see a lot of suffering somehow and a lot of feeling that I was becoming empty, which I kind of feel I did. But then I also kind of moved out of myself and kind of took emptiness as something that we all should face at a point in our lives because that's the only way in which we can cultivate or like plant or seed new things, like blooming or something. So it's been nice.